California is set to begin its first cap-and-trade auctions of pollution permits as part of California's landmark AB 32 climate change law. The auction marks what some environmentalists see as a major step to put a price on carbon emissions and address global warming, but some environmental justice groups say the cap-and-trade program fails to protect the people most affected by industrial polluters and could set a bad precedent for future action on climate change. Christopher Martinez reports.
Cap and trade has been the most controversial part of California's six-year-old climate change law, AB 32. Some business groups, especially the oil industry, have blasted the plan, while some environmental groups call it a major step to cap greenhouse gas emissions. But the plan also has critics in the environmental justice movement, who say California should have taken a different approach through regulation like a carbon tax. Bill Gallegos is director of Communities for a Better Environment.
And that was not only a technical failure, that was not only an environmental failure, that was a moral failure.
The cap-and-trade auction will begin at 10 a.m. Wednesday as people make secret electronic bids in an online market for the pollution allowances. It's modeled after a 1990 pollution market to reduce sulfur dioxide emissions linked to acid rain. That market has been a success, cutting sulfur dioxide emissions by 65%. But the environmental justice critics say California's greenhouse gas program is likely to fail. They point to a similar cap-and-trade program in the European Union and other studies that suggest the program might not be effective in cutting greenhouse gas emissions. They also say the market in pollution allowances could hurt low-income communities. Sofia Perino is a lawyer with the Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment.
The industries that are polluting, which are located primarily in low-income and minority communities, are not required to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, and so they're allowed to trade allowances, buy offsets, and have those reductions happen in places other than where their facilities are. And so the local benefits that would come from direct reduction of greenhouse gases at the facility is not going to happen. And so the communities that are around these facilities are not seeing those benefits.
Gallegos of Citizens for a Better Environment points to the example of the Chevron oil refinery in Richmond.
And rather than requiring them to reduce those emissions by installing the best available control technology, they allow Chevron to buy permits that would, so they could say, well, we're going to plant 5,000 acres of trees in Botswana, and that will achieve the kinds of reductions that we're required to make under the cap of the cap and trade program. Instead of getting the emissions right here in Richmond, where people live, where people are feeling the impacts, and where they just had a huge fire that sent 15,000 people to the hospital.
The environmental justice groups, like many other environmental organizations, generally support California's AB 32 law, which aims at reducing greenhouse gas emissions by increasing renewable electricity and cutting auto emissions. But the cap-and-trade program for polluting industries represents a missed opportunity, according to the environmental justice advocates. Gallegos says in the absence of international and federal action, California is, in his words, really the game, setting the model for other states. But he fears cap and trade will not be a good model.
We're almost certain that the scientific evidence tells us that the cap and trade program is going to fail to achieve its goals. And what we're worried about is that California will become addicted to the money that comes from cap-and-trade auctions. So that regardless of what the evidence shows in 8 years, if we're right and the cap-and-trade program is a failure, we're very, very worried that the revenues that are coming in from cap-and-trade will sustain the program even if it's a failure, and that California will not adopt a more effective program for reducing greenhouse gas emissions because we need the money.
The cap-and-trade auctions are expected to generate about $1 billion a year, money earmarked for climate-related programs like energy-efficient building and mass transit. How it will affect greenhouse gas emissions and the health of low-income communities across California remains to be seen. On the State Capitol Beat, I'm Christopher Martinez.